Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Oh, God. It's so early. It's like.
It's afternoon.
I know. It's like not even 1 p.m. I'm kind of trying to make sentences. This is a lot of bullshit. Oh. I already do not like it.
It's like 12:12.
I know.
Ooh. Isn't that like good luck or something?
It's the bewitching hour of comedy.
12:12 early for
in
me.
The afternoon.
Yeah, and you were just at the dentist. Let's introduce who we're talking to. Some people are like with the program.
Yes.
So we've got today on Jammers, the Selfish Help Podcast, we brought in two people because Megan and I desperately need help.
For lots of reasons.
Yeah.
This is specific.
This is Wendy Starling. I gotta try to be professional.
Megan Rice, every time.
Okay, now let's get back to talking shit about ourselves. But we need help in a lot of ways. But the thing we desperately need help with is we realized this week Megan's been in New York staying in my bedroom all week.
Very cozy. Real close quarters.
Yeah. And we've been best friends for 2.5 years. We love each other. We're like, we just can't get enough. And then living together.
And working together.
Yeah. There was a huge blowout.
One of our guests is shaking her head.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a huge blowout the other morning. We were working on something and then
maybe some people cried.
Yeah. Both of us were crying at one point. And then it was like, well, okay, so fuck. We have the show that we like. We want to keep doing it. How do we balance work and friendship without killing each other? And I was like, oh my God, I know exactly who we can ask. Two women who are very funny and they work together more than Megan and I do. So they're going to have all the answers and they're still friends, or at least they're really good at pretending.
They're great actors.
Yeah.
Literally every time we talk, we're like, after this, I'm through with you. I'm through. That's what we say. That's our like tagline.
See you for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Like, it's
These are the hosts of the Unofficial Expert Podcast, which is a great show. I've done it live. I love these girls. They do a show called The Warm Up in the Village that is fucking packed out every single show, standing room only. And I saw you guys were just on an MTV show, Vidiots. Please.
Ooh.
Welcome. Sydney Washington.
Hello.
And Marie Faustin.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh my God. So how do you do it?
Wait, hold on.
Fucking help, please.
What size bed are you guys sharing at Wendy's house?
Oh no, I have a futon.
Oh, so you're not really
sleeping
together.
We're not actually like in the same
bed. Oh, okay. Okay, but we were in an air mattress like 2 weeks ago. So.
Together?
Yeah, in DC. Marie's like, why are you telling people this? Yes.
I know, because air mattress just reeks of poverty. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds poor.
More so than futon.
We were traveling.
Yeah.
And then we had an air mattress. Listen, shut up, Sydney. But like, I think an air mattress, it's worse because like, when you get on it, like there's like a bubble that could, like, so we were very close.
We had one blanket.
So I rolled up in the blanket. So I was pretty, I was like a little burrito next to Marie. And Marie was like literally on the edge, like, if you touch me, I will kill you. And I was touching her all the time.
Didn't you just, when the air mattress deflated, didn't you just roll into each other?
Oh, yes. I deflated the air mattress as well.
We rolled into each other. Her ass was on me for 2 days or something like that. And they're like, Marie and Sydney are sleeping together. And I was like, only as friends.
And I was like, hey, Marie, you can't make them like have a fantasy. She's like, no.
I'm not here to help people fantasize. I'm here to shut them down, yes. Right? Like, I'm very honest. So we, we're together all the time because we do a podcast together and we do shows together and people book us as one. Even though we don't actually perform together, they'll be like, S&M, Sydney and Marie. And it's like, no, it's just Sydney or Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't get that. They think that we perform together. Like we're, I don't know, Simon and Garfunkel or Hall & Oates. They think we're Hall &
Oates. Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Or something.
Even at our show, when we first like start up top, there's one person and there's another person. And then like towards the middle, we're on together. But mostly it's like, this is one person. This is another person. We work together a lot. We don't want to be on stage up top. Like that's how it is the whole time.
Don't touch me in the bed. Don't look at me while I'm on stage.
I mean, these are all my rules.
Right. Yeah, these are really Marie's rules. Because me, I'm like, can I look you in the eye and tell you I love you like every day? And she's like, no.
I'm like, I think you want to fight. Like, yeah.
But that's like your way of saying I love you back.
No, it's not. I love you. Not, we don't say those three words at my house. I love you. That's not sexy to me. Did you eat? Those are the three sexiest things. Three sexiest words. Did you eat?
Sydney's like, Marie, I love you. And you just hand her a sandwich. You're like, no eye contact.
No. I like when people ask me if I ate.
Oh, she doesn't want to feed other people. She wants the food.
Hell no.
When I come to her house, it's only Lucky Charms and ramen. That's it. That's all I get.
Aww. Sydney, you're just making everybody think that I'm super poor.
No,
that's
all that I eat. It's not, you have it for me in your apartment, ready for me.
Oh, see, that's love, actually, right?
No, it's not for her. She just comes and eats it like it belongs
Marie,
to her.
Marie, are you telling me?
Sydney,
Marie,
I don't buy Lucky
Elizabeth
Charms
for Faustin, you. Are you telling me?
Sydney Elizabeth Washington, I don't buy Lucky Charms for you.
She buys ramen for me.
Anyway, whatever, guys.
I think that was a confirmation she does, in fact.
Do you guys have the same middle name?
No, everyone's middle name is Elizabeth.
Yes. Oh, I like it. Okay.
Like Wendy Elizabeth Sterling. Neither of her middle names is Elizabeth.
Sounds good.
Maurice is Samuel.
Sydney's is Britain.
Britain.
Ooh, anyway, I think the secret to a friendship that lasts is don't see that person every day. And when they call you on FaceTime, just decline.
That is facts on facts on facts. That's what Marie does to me all the time.
Well, I mean, because you guys are like, how often, how many hours a day are you dealing with each other via email or...
I feel like it's a little bit less because Sydney knows that I don't like it as much as she likes it. But I mean, it's, I don't know. When you first meet somebody, you want to see that person all the time, right? It's like girl crush. Yeah. Yes. Let's like do everything together. And then it's like, for me, it's too much. And I feel like Sydney's like, let's like, cause we're starting to morph into the same face.
No.
I don't know if you guys can see it. Cause every time I post a picture now, people are like, you guys are looking like sisters, twins. Your eyebrows are like one brow. Like the more time you spend with somebody, the more you start to look like them, I think. Like you guys kind of have.
Well, we are for this podcast, our picture is our faces mashed up. And we retook it, and it is real creepy
how similar we look.
Yeah,
in this photo.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe that was a bad idea.
Yeah, get rid of it.
But now we need to change the cover.
Yeah, no, cover. I love the cover. It's beautiful. There's celery in it, and it's like great. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
love it.
That was maybe our first thing for the cover. Should we have each of us? No. Make it into one gross blonde baby.
I mean, even if people say like we're twins or sisters, whatever, we're complete opposites. We are two different people.
I'm curious, were you friends first or were you comedic partners first?
I met her in an open mic. So comedy was always.
How many years ago?
Three. It's going on 3 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three years ago, like in like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's our anniversary. yeah, we met at an open mic and we were like, she's pretty at the same time. We both said it. She's pretty.
But Marie had no makeup on, so I was really intrigued. I was like, wow, that's how she looks naturally. I had a full face on, so
just
it was
striking.
I had lashes on and everything for an open mic.
Sydney did have on lashes. Sydney, when I met Sydney, she always had fake lashes on.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you going to a date after this? Like, every day you had a date? Every day? You had an audition or something?
Put my best face forward. So that's what was going on. But now that was going on and we met at an open mic and then I saw her set. She didn't see my set, but I was like, oh shoot, she's funny and like goofy. I was like, oh, I want to be a friend. And then the next time we saw each other at a mic, we like completely clicked, but it was mainly like, she's going to be my friend. I'm going to find a way to make her my friend forever.
And I had a boyfriend at the time and I was like, I have a girl crush. And he didn't know what that meant. And he was like, you gonna leave me for a woman? And then I did.
That's pretty much what happened.
white men are hilarious.
Right? That's literally what happened. So sad.
It's funny.
It worked out because...
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, we're all here on this couch, barely struggling to not murder our former best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. So we have kind of the same. It's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Did you guys meet at a mic?
We did. And it wasn't the beautiful... It wasn't the beauty thing. We were like, man, look at... She is drunk as fuck.
Her makeup looks terrible.
Right.
We should hang out together. I think we might have a lot in common.
Eyeliner a mess.
Exactly. She looks like a real pile of trash.
Yeah.
We should do something sometime.
It's weird because... She looks 3 months pregnant, but she's taken 7 shots of vodka. Oh, so wow. There's no way.
Oh, man.
It's like I'm looking in a mirror.
Yeah. Y'all are two hot Cheetos mess in a pod. Oh. What is going on?
Like, well, yeah. And that's we were like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah. And then we just started working together recently. Well, no, it was maybe like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
But Megan lives in LA. So we kind of naturally have it's easier. I think for us, because we're in different cities.
Yeah.
So there's that disconnect.
And different time zones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really convenient.
So you're definitely not on the phone together a lot. You might be texting, but
no. See, this here's the fucked up part. We are on the phone constantly together.
Oh, really, Wendy?
Yeah, like
you don't seem like a phone person.
Megan's the only person I say. This is the thing. Megan's
the only phone person at all.
No. Megan's the only person that I like talking to on the phone.
Like for like an hour and a half.
For the most part. Yeah.
I mean, we'll get a conversation like that in, and we won't even be talking about anything. It'll just be like, girl, go on Facebook right now.
Yeah. I send her
log on to such and such's page.
Memes, everything. Awful.
And then we do like conference calls together, and the whole time we're just sending each other like pictures of how bored we are on the other side of the phone.
Marie, stop telling our secrets.
We'll dial in and send each other pictures of the moon sleeping or whatever the hell.
ZZZ.
It's a good
That's
time.
What we do. Yeah.
But girl, they lying.
Marie's like, what the money look like though? Like, that's the whole time. She's like, dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs. It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, we're working on some stuff. Mm-hmm. We're working on working on some stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, I feel like Sydney and I, like you guys, like people, everyone has a friend like this or mm-hmm. a friend like you guys. Mm-hmm. You see something in that person, you like it. You want to get as many likes as you can on Instagram.
Marie is terrible. I should leave you right now after this podcast.
No, I'm worth too many likes to you.
That's true. At least 100. At least.
The bare minimum.
Yeah.
If it doesn't hit 182 likes, we delete it.
It's bad for business if it's low likes. Because then what do you...
That's a real thing. Like, how many likes are you guys getting regularly?
Well, we just started. Well, I'm trying to not be obsessed with that. But we do. We set up the, I know.
It's like,
that
sound ow. Like,
that Marie's sound like not in.
That like, sound like 62 likes.
Yeah. Well, again, your guys' friendship started over how gorgeous you thought the other one was.
Yeah.
Megan and I, when we take pictures of ourselves, we're trying to cover our face with half of the shit.
Yeah. No.
Wendy, we'll take a picture.
Wendy, I see your like angles. Mm-hmm, I see what you got going on in the background.
You always got some side boob in the photo.
Yeah, something going on.
I mean, I try a little bit.
You were at our show, please. And you probably had one of the best photos in the bunch. I was like,
I had the smallest
cleavage.
Yeah, I was the smallest titties. Best cleavage photo.
Yeah, you did.
How does she do it?
Shirt was unbuttoned to her navel. It was very Jennifer Lopez.
Very.
Waiting for tonight.
Is Diddy coming through? What's going on?
That my eyes closed. That was a great picture. That was so
really
fun.
Good.
I don't know.
So you guys, what did you start first? Did you start the podcast first? Did you start warm up first? Like, what was I want to know like the breakdown of when you started to be at each other's throats.
Yeah. The warm up.
Yeah. When did it start all falling apart?
Like, we were hanging out a lot the whole summer. And then finally somebody had like an opening spot at a show and they were like, hey, do you guys want to do a show? You guys should really do a show. Like literally 2 months in. People were like, you guys should have a show together.
People were like, if you guys are not working on a show together, you guys are dumb. And I was like, I guess we're dumb. I was like, we pretty dumb.
We were just walking the streets, like aimlessly, having fun, going to mics. That's it. So then we got the show. And then our first show was like packed. We didn't even know what the hell we were doing.
Nope.
One of the mics went out. I got wasted. I brought up Shang Wang terrible. I was like, he's Asian. Like, he's, we got an Asian comedian. I was like three tequila shots in.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah.
And then we passed a bucket, right? And we made like $400.
It was crazy.
Holy at shit. The show. Yeah. So we gave Shang like $100 and he read out of his notebook and we were like, come on, Shang, like this your mic.
And then I wrote him to apologize. He's like, hey, you know, bring me back whenever. Like, because he was like, oh, they pay here. It's fine. Bring me up as Asian comedian. It's fine. I don't care. I work on jokes.
Keep
it don't matter.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Right. It was crazy. It was packed in there. I completely forgot about how much money was in that randy ass bucket.
Well, remember my friend was dating like a multimillionaire and he would come in and drop
$200.
In
the bucket. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is she still dating that guy?
No.
Yeah, we were so mad at her.
She still comes to the show. Yeah. Okay, but she still comes to the show, but he doesn't. And I'm like, well, why is she here? Like, yeah. He's my friend.
Yeah. I was like, you need to bring Matt. What's up? Where's Matt at?
Yeah, I was going to say, book me when she brings him in if they're not dating.
Oh, my God. No,
they're swooping in.
They broke up a couple, like, months after the show started. I was like, the bucket is really light today.
So we were shaking it like, should we hit it around one more time?
One more lap.
Maybe he went to the bathroom. It's like, no, it's just not here, bitch.
So we did the show. And then...
And is that...
I was going to say Sydney wanted to do a podcast and I was like, no, I don't want to do a podcast. Everybody has one.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. I was like, people need to see us.
Yeah, but then Marie already had a YouTube, so she already had mad videos. She already had like 1,400 subscribers. So we were like, oh, let's just do some videos on there. And she introduced me and everything was cool. They were liking the videos and then we started to get booked from that. Like different like shows would ask us to like audition together and do things. We're like, oh, well, maybe we could do something with this.
Anyway, now 15,000 subscribers later, we don't even do those videos anymore.
We don't. We're like, oh, well, they could just see us in person. It's fine. We did enough. We did like 15 videos.
I don't even know how many videos.
Now, let me ask, like, how'd you break down the work, the back end work of all the videos and the podcasts and that stuff? Like, how do you decide who does what? Or
Marie did everything. She edited everything until eventually she was like, bitch, you don't do nothing. And I was like, okay, I'll be there and like try to help you edit. She still did everything.
Well, that's something I'm curious about. When you hit that moment, how do you guys fight and work that out? Like, what's your process to...
I think it's a buildup. I think it's more like somebody start acting funny. And I was like, Marie's not like giving me all the emojis that she usually does. And I'm like, she must be upset about something.
Yeah, because I have like two emotions, right? I have like laughing my ass off at you. And by you, I mean like anybody. Like laughing at other people's pain is like my number one emotion. And then emotion number two is just angry. So like there's no in between.
Yeah.
There's no, and I'm not somebody who's like, well, let's sit down and discuss.
She's not
I'm
like
just
that at
not
all.
Not gonna talk to you.
I am like that. Like that's why we work because I know when she's like, oh, we need to sit down and talk. So like we hadn't talked for like 2 days and then finally I talked to her on the phone. Cause you had called me and you left me a message. I was like, oh, she left me a message. This must be serious. She never leaves messages and she never calls. And then I called her back. I was like, what's up? It's like, you never call.
Was the message just growling?
Yeah, like exactly. No. I think Marie has
the Jason theme.
No. Marie, you did that drunk science show. So you had to like drink.
Uh-huh.
And you were like drunk and you called me and I was like, she's got to be drunk if she's calling and leaving messages. And then when I spoke to you on the phone, you were like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, we need to talk. And you're like, about?
I don't even remember what she's talking about.
I remember it because I was like, this is like our first fight, but it wasn't really a fight.
Don't recall. But yeah, we don't fight per se. I take periods of time where I just decline all her calls. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no.
It's true.
My phone rings. And I don't know about you guys, and I'm sure maybe this is true for you guys, but like you'll talk on the phone like a couple times a day.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, well, I already spoke to Sydney today. And Sydney's like, something else happened that I want to share with you. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And send it in a text.
And you said that in a conversation, like, there's some things you just don't have to tell me about. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to message me. You don't have to call me. I don't need to know about it. I was like,
Sydney's an oversharer.
We're breaking up.
She's an oversharer. Like certain things I'm like, yeah, I don't really, like you could have just kept that to yourself. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel this is a good alliance because I already can see it. Megan, you can probably see you're a lot more like Marie.
Yeah.
Where I feel like, cause I'm like, if there's a problem or if I feel weirdness, I'm like, let's talk about it and figure it out and then move on. And Megan will just like, I haven't experienced this till this trip.
Yeah.
We're hitting the wall where she just shuts down and will not speak to me or look at me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Megan, I see you, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go get a drink after this and not talk to each other.
We don't even have to sit next to each other.
That's definitely Marie.
And Sydney and I are just like, that's great. Because then the other night we went to the diner. We just sit there and we were like emotional feeling people.
Y'all cried at the diner?
No, we didn't cry at the diner, but we're just
chatting.
Like, we're like happy poppies floating through the fields.
No, you're sad not. Poppies floating.
No, we're just like trying to be like, okay, this is great. Let's have a good attitude and be and like keep the open lines of communication. And you guys are both like, fuck you, kill yourselves. So, but now this is something we need
in the nicest way possible. Yeah.
But so then at what point how do you then turn the corner and go from, because we're stuck in the part where I feel like Megan's just not speaking to me.
Well,
you have a podcast, so you're speaking.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, but we're doing it on the show.
You guys arrived together. I'm not really sure.
We were talking all morning.
All morning. I mean, for like the last 20 minutes that you guys have been awake, you guys have been talking all day. Mm-hmm. For real. I mean, I don't know. I get that like part of being a mature adult is talking to people. Also, I was in a relationship for 3 years with like a dude and I never wanted to talk to him. And he was like, oh, he was all about like checking in and like heart to hearts and like, where your head at? And I was like, this is really gay. Very gay. And then when I broke up with him, Sydney just slid into that spot. She's like, hey girl, let's talk about what's happening with us. And I'm like, what is up?
Like, I was right. At first I thought I was making a pejorative statement, but I was right with that guy. That was gay behavior.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But I say that to Sydney all the time. Like, she'll say something to me and I'm like, this sounds real gay.
I am gay. So what do you want? I cannot hide it. It's out there. Like, this is me. You have to accept me for who I am, Marie.
I do, but I think people think that because they know that Sydney's like she dates women and they just assume that I'm her girlfriend on Facebook. Like they're like, oh, you are celebrating an anniversary.
It's so stupid. I'm like, listen, I was like, Marie is like the opposite of me in like all the ways that I would not want in a relationship. So why would I date her and work with her and have a show together and a podcast? Am I crazy? Do you work with your girlfriend all the time?
Sometimes. I mean, we wind up working together on stuff. Not all the time, though. That would make me.
Y'all live together. Like, that's a lot. Imagine if y'all had a show.
Yeah.
Like a monthly show together.
No, I'd be
No, I think the plus with you guys is you guys are also having sex. I'm not having sex with Sydney. I'm just working with her.
Well, yeah, but the weirdest part about us is that there's only one person sharing about our sex life, which may have caused me to spin out.
So you're like, yo, I want
to
get in there and let people know.
No, I need to get on a podcast, you guys. What are you doing? What are you talking about? Self-help? I need to.
You got to start your own podcast.
He's like, I'm getting a podcast. I'm going to start one with Wendy. And I'm like, my best friend Megan, we've been trying to do a show. And he's like, great, whatever you guys want to do.
I don't care.
I just want to talk about Christina's asshole for
a minute. We're here for that.
Let's talk about Christina's asshole.
Yeah. Do what you need to do, man. Let it all out.
This is safe space.
We're here.
Off the record, what it looked like.
Yeah, friends on friends.
Yeah, we'll
waxed
stop recording.
Or not waxed. Brazilian or not.
Bleached or not.
Christina's asshole is perfect.
You gay.
Sorry. You gay.
Definitely in love, this guy right here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you need to just figure out what is the most important to you. If you know that there's a potential to make money and it's going to be fun and you get to do whatever the hell you want to do with somebody that you like working with, then do that.
Yeah.
And then ignore them when you need to. Right, Sid?
Yeah, Marie, whatever she says.
Well, wait, but I'm actually really curious about that. So how do you two maintain? I mean, do you keep other relationships outside of work or are you just working all the time? And how do you juggle that between?
I think it's an even balance. Like it's a lot of work and it's a lot of like play. So like this weekend, we were just hanging out. I went to her real home in Long Island, hung out with her family. It was like very special. I was like,
oh, it was not that special.
Please. I knew it was
her mom made ribs.
My mom made ribs. We ate and roasted the entire family the entire day. Sydney's like, it was really special. I'm like, no, my mom just cooked and we watched HBO. Like that's what yesterday. yesterday was.
But that meant a lot.
She's like, exactly, it was special.
That was very important.
We watched Snapped and like we snapped on each other. That was the whole
day. People who date Marie want to meet her family all the time. So it is a big deal. Like that's all your ex-boyfriend wanted.
Do you not introduce like
I've never introduced anybody to my parents.
Why do you keep that block?
Because that's none of their business.
And me, I just be like, I have no family. I'm an orphan. I'm orphan Annie right here.
Sydney was like, I'm so glad to meet you. And my mom was like, come back anytime. And I was like, shh, 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 shut up, mom, shut up.
I was like, girl, I'll text you. She doesn't have some. I can't
like, shut up, mom. I don't know. Like, has everybody here introduced someone to their parents?
Yes, they're white. They do that.
Yes. Sydney, have you ever introduced anybody to your mom?
One time, and she liked him too much. And I was like, never again. You're never going to meet. He was like, going to be a doctor. And that's all she kept. He's going
to
be a doctor.
What happened
he's
to gonna
him? He's going to be a doctor. He's a doctor.
What happened to him? He's a doctor, but he's not dating you?
No.
Girl, you could have had a doctor.
I know. That's what she kept saying the whole time.
Like, I'm with your mom on this.
Yeah. I like actually rekindled with my mom, and that's the first. She's like, what happened to Chris? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, is he a doctor? I'm like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's true. Insane.
Yeah, we've never, our parents have never met each other.
No.
We're not that close. Well, our families just live far away.
Yeah, I was going to say, our families aren't close.
Yeah.
Like, your family literally lives in LA.
Yes, they live in Ventura, which is like an hour away.
But don't you go to LA?
Yeah, sometimes. But like my parents lived in Florida for a long time.
But you can meet her family though.
Yeah, but we're not going
to need to.
We're not going to drive an hour north.
Right.
I went an hour to Long Island to meet her family.
That's because you're desperate. for ribs.
And that rice is a and factual, beans. Actual situation. I'm like, your mom cooking, I'm coming. She went to Costco, yes. I'm there.
Listen, food is important to us. So we go out and we eat a lot. That's how we keep the flame alive in our relationship. We go out to eat a lot. And then when people invite Sydney to eat and she's like, can I bring somebody? And I always come
always.
And order the most expensive thing on the menu. I'm like, the girl, I got lobster risotto.
And I'm like, girl, get a to-go bag. Let's go. It's true. It's like, that's how we do like the things that's outside. I mean, she met me when I was like a party girl. And then like literally 3 months after I was like getting sober and being like a different me, but the same me, but just like trying to remove myself from that life. So we were doing a lot of things. It was just like adventurous, fun, a lot of mics, a lot of comedy. So like where I am right now with our friendship, I'm like very secure. Because if you meet somebody and you're just partying, that's all your relationship pretty much is. But right. Now we're doing other things. We like went to DC. That was like a trip. Went to Miami. That's a trip. We're traveling together.
Whole time I'm like, can I drink this margarita though?
Yes, you can, Marie. Do what you need to do.
Can I do the bottomless mimosa brunch?
And she actually didn't get the bottomless mimosa, but when she got there, some guy liked her and bought the bottomless mimosa for her. So,
look at that.
So yes, Sydney and Sydney watches me dodge dick all day.
I really do.
Just bobbing and weaving.
And whenever a guy likes her, I'm like, you gotta like me too. So. You dating us. It's not just her.
Well, not even that. Like some like guys will come up to Sydney and be like, well, like, what's Marie's deal? Like, how do I get in good with Marie? And Sydney will be like, don't show any emotion. Buy her food.
And she likes long walks to the ATM.
So. Yes.
You guys gotta help your friends find love. I'm doing air quotes.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for it.
Well, Megan's already got a boyfriend.
Yeah. I already tricked somebody.
You guys were together before you met Wendy?
Yeah. Well, no, like same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that says.
I know. But at the same moment that we all met. But we do the same thing. And that's the other thing too. Like I think what we need to do is go on like a friend date. Cause even the whole time she's been in New York, cause the last time Megan was here, we were like, we got here and we weren't doing the podcast together. And it was like every night we were like, let's go out and get food and get drinks and stay out and fuck around till late. And it was like, And that's how we bonded. And that was like what we did. And we go out and do shows and mics, things like that. But now that we're working together, and because we're not in the same city, this whole trip, we got here. And instead of being like, let's just get drugs. Like, no, we've got to like work.
Yeah.
Now that we're together, we have to like, and so then that feels, that's like in the morning, instead of waking up and being like, oh, how funny that we're hungover. We're just like, fuck, we got to produce. And then it instantly feels like tension. Like we're in an office and then nothing gets done.
And stress and anxiety.
Yeah. And then nothing gets done. And so that's, as far as like you guys making the videos, make like, do you have to remind yourselves or each other if you get stressed out that like, this is a fun thing that we are doing? Like,
I feel like everything we do, we don't take it that serious. So it doesn't ever really feel like work, which is probably why we don't have real jobs. we everything that we're supposed to do and supposed to be taking serious, I guess, we just have fun with it. You know what I mean? And I think that's why people like our show, because they come and we're up there, like, we're like cracking jokes on the audience and people come up and we make fun of their shoes and like we're giving away free drink. That's work. You know what I mean? We pick the comedians specifically. We've set the lineup specific. Like we do everything with a purpose, but we make it fun. You know what I mean? Like everything that we do is just us cracking jokes the entire time. So I think that's why it doesn't feel like work. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Do you guys ever get projects that you write together?
Well, that's what we're doing right now. We had a couple of pitches that we did.
Like, we've written a couple
before, like, but now we want to get really like serious and do a whole like show. So we want to write that out now. And I think that's going to be like take us to the next level in terms of being professional and also just like idea minded. Just like we always have ideas, but sometimes we don't put it out on paper. And this is like going to be.
That's the thing about us that is. It's maybe the negative. Like we think a lot and we plot a lot, and then we're both like, "Well, somebody got to get a pen." You gonna start the Google Doc? Yeah. I thought you were gonna start the Google Doc, and then we're like, "That's this. Have you seen this thing on Facebook?" Like we,
it's true.
We procrastinate a lot, and we're not very like we're not really all that good at following through at things. So I feel like we need to get like an intern or an assistant that we don't pay. Somebody who follows us around with like a...
It's funny because I've heard a lot of comedians that are like, I just need to get like an intern to help with all this extra shit, but that's not realistic.
I mean, it's not.
It's not.
It would be
right?
Someone that we don't pay. It might be my cousin. He's a, you know, he'd be around. Yeah. He's actually the person who got me the notebook and the pen so that we can write yesterday.
Yeah,
then he was like...
So he's already working.
I mean, exactly.
He's really great, actually.
We pay him in spots.
But yeah, I think we had like, we kind of had like an argument, like, I think like last year. And then I had started the Google Docs because I was like, oh, let me start this Google Docs. Let her know, like, I can put some stuff together. And I had organized it, which I'm not organized. I was like spell checking, which I never spell check. I like made it right. And then she emailed me back. She's like, I love when Sydney's doing what she needs to do, you know? And I was like, see, this is what I have to do to make sure that we're going back and forth. Cause it is a lot of Marie writing emails. And I'm like, cause she could write. And I like lean on her writing.
Writing emails is important.
It is. And Marie's really good at them. Like I read them. I'm like, is this Marie Samuel Faustin? Like you're so good at it. So I'm just like me, it's going to be a mess. I'm gonna be like, hey, yo, what's up? Hey, boo. Like, it's gonna be real casual, like, not formal at all. And we're gonna lose the deal. So I'm just like, Marie gonna do it first.
Sydney
and
will
then
throw
I'm just
an
gonna
emoji.
Follow up on it.
Sydney will throw an emoji in an email, and I'll be like, is that a flame? Is that a flame?
I'll have three exclamation points, like, just real.
Is that
rude.
A winky face emoji? Is that a cat? Like, so.
And then I'll be like, EXO, Sid. It's like, no, Sydney. We're doing something with Vice. There is no EXO. What are you doing?
Meanwhile, I'm like, warmly yours. Yeah. Regards.
Professional. Super professional. So.
I don't know. I feel like you need to know what your strengths and what your weaknesses are. Mm-hmm. And then, like, let that person do what they're good at. And if they're doing a bad job, you got to be like, yo, sis, you can't really spell that. Yeah.
She never has to tell me. I'll be like, yo, I see it. I'm like, oh, oh, this is terrible.
Type the letter U in this email?
Yeah. That's how I like. I write emails how I type, how I text in like messages, like SMS or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. So sometimes I'll read the emails that Marie had already made. And I'm like, okay, I need to be way more formal and get it together. And there's sometimes where I'll like email you. I'm like, is this okay? And you're like, yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. Here, fix this line. And that's it. And I'm like, she's like my teacher. She's like,
well, yeah, I'm out here tutoring the community.
Yeah.
Boys and Girls Club. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's your community service.
And she did such a good job on her last email. I brought her to meet my mom. What'd you get? You get snacks?
Yeah.
It's true.
Here's a rib.
Here's one rib for you.
That's how good you did. You get one.
Oh my God.
Like I do know my pros. Like when she said, know what you're good at, like I'm good at talking to people. I'm good at meeting people and like utilizing all the people that I have in my network.
Sydney is a user. Okay. She uses people, but she uses them correctly.
Yes. It's a back and forth. Okay. People have used me. They put me in pictures and I'm like, you don't need me here. They're like 300 likes later, I needed you. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
All right. Well, I'm also a user. I use people. Yeah. You know, I use them for, you know, normally like meals because my fridge is empty right now. But I don't know. You got to know what you're good at and then do that. You guys, I'm sure, have things that y'all are like good at. And then the stuff that you're not good at. I mean, I don't know who does that stuff.
Well, this is the thing. You're talking about getting an intern. We're very lucky because we have Steve.
Yeah. Who is basically an unpaid
man.
The cheese, when we went out for wine and cheese.
I don't think being a man has anything to do with it in this equation.
He was paid in cheese. We paid him in cheese.
Yeah. Well, so we're lucky because we have Steven. So he does all the technical stuff. He does all the videos for Jammers. He does all the production stuff and helps keep us on task with like scheduling and guests and things like that. And he That's put up great. A website that we're going to start doing the blog of today.
Wow.
I know. So he does sets all that stuff up. And so then it's just a matter of like,
well, because the technology stuff, I mean, this would not exist.
No.
And I'm also a crazy work obsessed person.
Yeah.
Like that's just my default.
Where do we find one of those? Like you got a cousin or what? Like
I don't know.
You got
we
an
just
uncle
happen.
That's like, that's
we
got just, free time.
Honestly, the problem is most of the time, like it's difficult. Cause at the same time, like while I am really good at that stuff, I'm too intense about it sometimes where like it ruins the fun. It's like, dude, you are not chill.
Oh, you
chill.
Dude that be pooping at parties. You the party pooper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can be the party pooper sometimes, but like everything is fun until it's not. And then it's like, yo, like we do no work this week.
I know.
We haven't done any work. I mean, we got some stories that we can tell on stage and we can do in videos and stuff, but like...
But that stuff is important. Like, if you're not living some kind of life, like, you don't have some stories, you don't have material, you don't have...
Yeah, well, I mean, there was months where we were like, literally just going to shows. Like, she did her one-woman show. I did my one-woman show. Like, we were working, like, back-to-back, doing a lot of stand-up. Like, I think, like, 2 months ago, you were getting up almost every day.
Oh, every day. And that
every
was
day.
In like Canada. I did a show up there, flew back the next day and was like, and then we went to Miami and did some shows down there and then landed in DC on an air mattress. We didn't do any shows down there because we were like, no, it's not about comedy. It's about Hennessy this weekend. And it was a lot of Hennessy.
Really? What was the DC thing?
It was our friend Amina's 30th birthday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, that's right.
She has a twin. So it was like very twinned out. She has like a big family. It was lots of people.
And apparently there's no water in Washington, D.C., just Hennessy.
Yeah. Literally. Like, the water is Hennessy.
I was like, yelling on
the Hennessy was flowing like
here.
Water. Like,
just coming out of the tap.
It was a lot. It was a lot of watching other people make terrible choices. Mm-hmm. And then me and Sydney just side-eyeing everybody like, look at this.
We were on a boat. I mean, the boat was swaying and people were like,
more Hennessy.
Would they just like dip a glass in the water?
Yeah. Just for something
yeah. It was just funny, but I don't know. I feel like I know that we got some really dope stuff coming. And I'm not somebody who likes people in general. So if I like Sydney, that means a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I hate everybody. Like, so, like, the fact that I like her and this is, like, kind of almost the longest relationship that I've ever had. Because the dude that I was with when I broke up, when I met Sydney was, we were together for 3 years. And me and Sydney just hit 3 years. So, like, we either about to break up.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, watch out.
That's true.
But you know,
I get worried. I'll be on edge. I'm like, what I gotta do? I'm like, what I gotta do? What you like, girl? what I gotta do make you feel good? Like, you know, I'm like laughing extra loud at her. She's like, ha ha, girl, you funny, killing it. Like, what I gotta do? What movies you like? You That's want my Hulu password? Like, what you mean?
That's a good friend.
It's not even my Hulu password. I'll like find one for you. Like, what do you need?
That's a good friend. A friend that comes to your shows and laughs at the jokes that they already know.
Yeah, you got to keep that around.
That'd be me. Oh, listen, I laugh. I'm like, I'll even remind you of old jokes that you forgot about.
Oh, yeah. Sydney remembers material that I don't even remember that I have. She'd be like, I don't have any jokes. And she'd be like, what about?
I pull out the vote for her. I'm basically her Rolodex.
It's funny. It's a good time though. We're having fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's the last fight you guys had? What was the big like breakdown? The first time you guys had a thing where you were like really sick of each other. Do you remember that? Do you remember like what the instance?
I hate the way Sydney texts. She texts. She's one of these people that'll text like a sentence and then another sentence and then like a thought, like sort of be like 8 thoughts in a row. And I'm like, this could have just been in one text box. Like
like send it separately.
Yes. Okay. I hate that. And she still does it.
I do it. That's
so
me.
She'll call me after like a bunch of those and then I won't pick up.
No. But then I see her liking mad shit on Instagram. She never likes anything. I'm like, she's doing this on purpose.
Oh, for sure. So that you see it. Stuff. Oh, 100%.
I was like, is that a picture of clouds? That's not even something she would like. I was like, she just wants me to see this.
I'm like, look how the sun is coming through these cumulus clouds.
Yeah. Rude. Rude person.
I just double tap.
I just want you to know my phone is in my hand.
Yeah. That's
exactly. It. Looking at my phone.
She'll be tweeting everything. I'm like, ugh.
I'll just tweet like, LOL, girl, I see you.
Awful.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the stuff that, like, little things irk me. And then I guess, like, stuff will, I don't know, little things irk, no, like, the bigger things bother Sydney, but, like, little things annoy me. It's like, stuff like that, like, the way you text and the fact that you FaceTime me when I'm on the train. And I'm like, girl, oh, and I hate people who FaceTime without headphones.
And that's me.
And Sydney's queen of that. So we argue about that on the train.
Why do you FaceTime though in general? I don't understand FaceTiming.
Cause she cute. That's why.
No. I just like to
she's
see.
Like, who you got over there? And she's like, move your phone so I can see behind you.
I like to see people's faces. And I know that sometimes you're texting and people are doing multiple things. They're not really paying attention. And I know on FaceTime, like, you got to pay attention.
Oh, so you can see where their eyes are. Yeah. Okay. I'm into this.
I swear to God, if you FaceTime me, I know you would never FaceTime me.
I would never in my life, but I like this idea. Like for my boyfriend, like I'm for sure going to do like, what the fuck are you?
You should.
The
problem is FaceTiming though is that they can see my face.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a way to like blackout?
Even
just like put like
yeah, you can do that.
Paper.
But then I'm like, hey, you got me on pause. What happened? Like, what are you doing? Are you talking to somebody? Are you texting someone else? Like, what's
up? When you go out of the FaceTime app and you start like checking emails and texting, it pauses the video, so they can't see you. How do you guys not know this?
I don't. Oh, I know this. I'm Christina very will old. FaceTime me when she travels.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it sounds very similar.
Sounds similar. Like Christina.
Yeah. My relationship.
Yeah, I'm
very
with you.
It's okay.
Thank you so much. But yeah, that's like I hate people who FaceTime without headphones. And Sydney will get on the train with me and be like, "Girl," and she's not talking about anything. I'm just like, what you doing? I'm like, you called them to just see what they're doing. You could have sent a text.
I said, I'm funny. I'm confident in how funny the FaceTime will be. So that's why I do without headphones.
It's not about
it. You actually feel like you're doing a service.
I know everybody will be entertained by whatever is going on. So that's why I'm doing it on FaceTime.
On the train, Sydney's like a step below the Showtime kids.
Oh, shut up, Marie. That's a damn lie. Don't listen to her. People love
She's
me
like,
on the train.
Nobody loves you on the train, Sydney, when you're FaceTiming without headphones.
First of all, I'm not even that loud.
You are the loudest person that I know. The loudest. And I got a loud
Can
Haitian mom.
Can we play this back? Because I'm sure her voice is louder than everyone here.
I see my voice is doing like a Toni Braxton, Maya Angelou thing. Like my voice is not that loud.
Yeah. No, but I think that's what's good is that we're two different people and we learn something from each other. Like, I'm a very like giving person. Mm. I don't have any boundaries. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I like to take things.
Yes.
And I've got lots of walls, you know, very, you know, hashtag Donald Trump, just lots of walls built up.
Marie, yeah. Have you ever said something so mean just in joking that it just like stopped?
Or I say like, mean things every day. Yeah. And my mouth moves faster than my brain. So I don't, it don't feel mean to me. It'll just be like, this is going to get a big laugh. And then it'll be, you mean, have I ever said anything really mean to Sydney?
Or just could be one of your other friends' relationships.
Oh, I ain't got no friends.
she don't.
I say mean things all the time. Or I say things just because it sounds funny to me. And I don't realize how sensitive everybody around me is. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question? I feel like.
Yeah. Sydney, I'm so in love with your face. You're like, oh, so the problem is that we're sensitive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the problem is,
you picking up what I'm putting down. Yes.
Yeah. Sydney said, she's looking up to the sky.
Yeah.
So the problem is that I'm sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but I acknowledge how sensitive I am. And sometimes I'm accustomed to how Marie is. So I know what is like too much and what is like, okay, I'm just being dramatic.
Right.
So I'm able to gauge my sensitivity.
What's the meanest thing I ever said to you?
Can't even remember. I can't.
See, it doesn't exist.
So many things.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's just so much.
Like, it doesn't exist.
Even if it wasn't mean to me, like what in the area, I was like, wow, that hurt me listening to that for that other person. Wow. Like that's rude, you know? But I mean, we're both like when it comes to like funny, I think most things that she say is funny and the things that I say are funny. Right, Marie?
Oh, of course, girl.
Yeah. But other than
but
that.
But you guys have jokes that like you think are funny and you do them on stage and the crowd's like, ooh. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what the meanest joke that you have is?
I don't think I have a mean joke.
Or the meanest thing you said on stage to somebody?
Marie does. Marie has a joke about not dating somebody who is in a wheelchair.
And that's exactly what I was thinking.
It's the joke that I love so much.
I love it so much. But I talk about I can't date a dude who ain't got no legs. And when I tell the joke, the room is always so quiet. Because people are like,
and then I'll be in the back like, I'll tell him why.
I'm like, I can't date a dude who can't get up when I get to the table. That's just rude, right? Who gonna pull my seat out?
Just terrible.
That's great.
Anyway. And then she asks everybody, she's like, so would you date somebody with no legs? And everybody's like, no.
Well, like, you know,
they would have to meet him with legs and then he loses them and they're like, oh,
right.
And then fine. I'm like, I would still leave him. If we were together and then you lost your legs, I'd leave you. I'd be like, okay, well,
and we didn't have to spend fun. You wouldn't have to try that hard. You just have to walk quickly.
Just he's walk not right out of his legs.
I was going to say, not even that
I got to lock the chair wheels.
Now that's mean, Marie. You took it too far.
Shove a pencil in between.
Took it too far.
You guys don't have legless listeners, do you?
No, God, I have.
My father is in a wheelchair, and my parents have stayed together for 25 years.
Are you serious right now,
Marie?
No, I am dead serious. I grew up.
All right, well, I'll see myself.
And my father was paralyzed when I was 5.
Oh man!
And so my whole life has been like getting over my father's disability.
Oh my God! I just want to give a.
Even if you want to kick her out, you can. I'll stay.
I'm going to just sit on that knowing. I'm like, oh, you don't know.
This is amazing because.
Did y'all know this and y'all let me say that?
No, I forgot. But also, you are now more relaxed looking than you were.
Yeah, you actually laid back into it.
You're
like,
yeah.
You're like, this is
I mean, your dad's not here, is he? He's here.
We can FaceTime him in.
Marie
is very bold.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She owns whatever she says. My God.
So I mean, it's too late. Also, to be fair, Sydney bought that joke up. She said, Marie got this joke about dudes with no legs. But your dad has legs.
He has legs.
He just can't use
them. He just lost the use of his legs.
Yes.
Marie needs the actual legs there.
I'm so happy right now.
We're so out of the doghouse because there's someone else is making Stephen upset.
I know.
We look so. This is great.
you Steven, guys, we're good people.
You invited
the second set of friends to upset me.
This is what we wanted to do.
That's what y'all wanted to do? Y'all wanted to accept him?
We're just going to pull you guys Steven, in like every people. 6 weeks no, just for like a little segment on the podcast just to remind
so, Steven. Can we talk about this? So they've been together for how many years?
I got almost 30. I mean, as my entire life. They got married. My mom was 19 and he was 25. And they were married. And then when my dad was in his 30s, he was in a biking accident and lost the use of his legs.
But they were together.
They were married. And they had two kids.
This is a segment we like to call Watch the Girls Back.
I legit, when I said, oh, okay. And then I was about to say, I mean, I still would have left you.
But you know, that's actually really common because 90%, it's like really high, like 99% of people that have disabilities get left by their partner. Really common.
I'm just doing,
you're just
what,
following the trends.
You know, society is telling me they want me to do.
Well, and listen, Marie, if I lost my legs and you left me, listen, I'm going to go get my wheelchair gang and beat you up.
Where are you going to get this gang from? Yeah,
there's tons of people in wheelchairs. I'll just get on the bus and gather
Sydney?
Them from the bus.
You have to wait for
have
the bus driver to
hit
the
bus
button.
And there's like 12 people Sydney, in wheelchairs.
You have to wait for the bus driver to hit that button.
And by the time you get on the bus, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be walking down the steps to the subway.
Listen, I'm just going to write a Facebook post for all my disabled people to come out and we're going to get everybody together and beat you up.
With your legs?
You should just have him sit in the front row of her show. Just not say anything.
A lot of my shows.
I'm going to have a booer.
We ain't got no legs. We can boo you. Boo. A lot of my shows are not wheelchair accessible. Ain't no ramps in basements.
Marie, shut up. That's right. Listen, we're going to be booing.
And
you.
Even if they are, that's part of the requirement.
Okay.
She's like, this is a beautiful space. Can you put in some stairs? I don't want these legless motherfuckers.
She's
not
rude.
Even. I'll be like, well, this reminds me of a joke that I have.
That's why she's single and she ain't got no friends, okay? She got no friends. None. I'm not even her friend. I'm a business partner. That's it.
We're colleagues.
I love we're like, how do we save our friendship? And they're like, oh, you don't. You just end it.
You just understand that some of your friends have, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hang-ups?
Here? You just got to understand that some of your friends got issues. And Sydney is that friend that has issues.
Bitch, how dare you? You too.
I ain't got no issues.
You got issues as well, Marie.
I ain't got no damn issues.
Oh my God. The fact that you are cold-blooded
is not an issue.
It is a big issue. It is a huge issue.
The Sydney, fact that maybe your blood is too warm.
No. The fact that you can never say, I love you, like when she does, everybody's like, the whole room stops and they're like, don't let anybody
they're
know.
Like, Marie's dying.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh my God, she's got 2 months to live.
Yeah, that's all it is.
They're like, Marie must have AIDS. Your dad don't have AIDS, does he?
I don't know.
We're laughing at AIDS. I just wanted to make sure his dad didn't have that.
Wait, but Marie, I mean, do you love Sydney? Like, do you?
I like Sydney like a sister. Right?
Do you see
you
that?
You like Sydney?
Do you
like,
see
wait,
how
but
she
you know,
said
but,
like?
But I like her like a sister. Like you would love a sister.
I like, have
you
a sister. Love I like her too.
You see how cold-blooded this bitch is?
I like my sister a lot. Like that's if my right. sister needed a kidney, I would help her find one.
That's love. That's love. That's what you do for somebody else. Yes.
Huh?
That's
no.
what you do for somebody
Marie
else.
Would
sure.
tweet
absolutely,
out to her 1,500 followers and be like, anybody got a kidney? And that's all she would do.
But we might get a kidney. You know, I got bad skin. I can't just be giving away my kidney.
I'm confident. I'm confident
ass.
That Marie loves me. She just can't say it, and that's fine. She said it once on Facebook, and I berated her about it, and she was like, I'm going to take this down. And that was my fault. I should have just let her have it.
You should have just screenshot it and kept it moving. But Sydney was like, I just lost me. And I was like, I'm going to go ahead and delete this. Yeah.
But I screenshot it. As soon as she said, I'm going to delete this. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. I still
it's
got it.
It's your comforter on your bed. Yeah,
you blew it up.
Made a little pillow.
On the wall.
Is the date and time and everything, and it says Marie Foster.
That's what that hard exterior gets. When you break through, it's just screenshot forever.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not worried about that, though. You know, I'm allowed. I'm a female. I'm allowed to change my mind. You know what I mean? I'm allowed to be as wishy-washy as I want to be. Your dad is not wishy-washy, is he?
I mean, I am.
See how fun this is?
You guys, I love it.
You guys are terrible people.
I know. This is fun. In fact, this is good because we're helping each other. Because when I talked to you guys about it, when I did your show, mm-hmm. and I was like, will you come on and help Megan and I figure out how to do this? And you're like, we also would like to figure out. Yeah. And key is, see, if you get a Steven, see how nice it is?
Yeah, Steven is the then glue there's that like, holds it all together.
Right? Because instead of going on Facebook and texting each other and talking shit about people on Facebook, a lot of times when you are hating your best friend, you can then unite in hatred against another person.
Exactly. Or that's what we do. We do that.
I never hate my best friend. I just sometimes don't like my best friend.
Yeah.
I say that a little frustrated.
I hate Marie Foster.
Oh, she
I
says it all the time.
I say I hate her.
But I speak hate, and I know what that means. I'm like, she's
whenever I see a Lifetime Channel movie where there's like the popular girl and then her best friend kills her, I'm like, yep, totally get it. Kill that hoe, yep. She didn't say I love you enough. That's why. I killed her. Throw her in the river. Yes. Is her name Marie? Yes. Kill her.
You should really watch her.
Yes, you should. I'm like.
Well, anyway, you know. So did you guys have like a specific question for us about how to be good friends?
Yo, Marie is mad scared. She's like, listen, if you were a white man, I'd be very frightened right now.
Oh, I'm terrified of straight white men. Mm-hmm. Steven is.
He wasn't.
I'm terrified.
I mean.
So scared.
I get it. I get that a lot these days.
Yo, her ex-boyfriend sent her a box.
A box? A
and
box.
I was like, I'm not going to open this. It's going to blow up in my face.
She's like, I'm going to get my roommate to open it.
I was like, he threw his dick in this box. Get it off and threw it in his box and mailed it to me. Oh my God. Priority shipping. And then I finally opened the box and it was like all the leftover stuff I'd left at his house. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's what you send somebody.
Yeah, I would do that.
But I was terrified. I was like,
Did you end it? Were you real nasty when you ended it? That he was like, I can't even talk to her. Like, I need to just send her this box.
I mean, it wasn't nice the way it ended. I mean, I thought we ended it on good terms, but when I tell people the story,
Marie
like, no.
is cold-blooded.
They're like, no, Marie, you're good, but is he good? And I'm like, I'm sure he's fine.
I tell her at least once a month, I'm like, yo, Marie, if you leave me, listen, it's going to be problems. I'm coming to wherever you live. I know where your show's out.
I'm going to send you a dick in a box. Lockdown.
It's my dick in a box.
I'm going to send you a dick in a box. I'm going to send you a dildo.
You see, only one of us has issues. And I just want you guys to guess. If Sydney left me, I'd be like, well, damn. All right, well, guess I'm hanging out with my sister today. Damn.
Cold-blooded, right? Cold-blooded.
You talking about murder. Well, yeah. I feel like that's more cold.
I have one joke about killing everybody. That's it. That's one joke.
How many jokes have you cracked today?
You're like, oh, I'm not. These are not jokes. I'm telling you. Exactly. This is the game plan. Yeah. This is not a joke.
This is this what's is, going to happen right. to you.
This is called a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched hours of, you guys know that show Snapped? We watched hours of the show Snapped yesterday, and so everything Sydney's saying sounds very real to me.
You haven't seen Snapped?
No.
It's a murder show. It was on Oxygen. You would love it. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
It's so good. It's all about like women murdering husbands and boyfriends.
Oh, it's one of those. It's like, yeah. I would love that. That's what I fall asleep to every night.
I would never kill a woman, too.
Wait, you have never or you would never?
I would never kill a woman. I would never kill a woman.
I haven't yet.
I wouldn't. I would feel terrible. Marie, you know I'm like a good person. Like I'm not even mean to people who are mean to me.
This is it now, and I want to say this, and this is like a joke, but also this is what's scary is that she's now seriously defending the murder thing.
Yeah.
Like she's being, so you guys, you know I would never do that. I swear.
Yeah.
I will kill you if you don't think that.
She's doing this motion with her hand across her neck.
I am.
I would never.
I could never. Yeah, but that's what Snapped means, Sydney. Those people don't think they're going to kill somebody. They just snap.
Nah, bitch, they put it in their diary. On Thursday, killing Greg. Like, getting nails done at 2, killing Greg at 3:30. Like, that's what they do.
I couldn't kill somebody because I can't go to jail.
Why? I mean, jail's not fun.
I mean, jail doesn't seem fun to me at all.
No.
I mean, also, we all could go to jail, right. Just that we don't want to go to jail.
I mean, Steve can't go to jail because he's a white dude. They're not going to send Steve to jail.
Lucky.
I also don't have murder in my being.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, technically I don't. But like, you could snap too. Like, you might hit somebody with... You have a car?
I do.
You see? He might hit somebody with his car.
Yep.
But accidentally that's not a snapping.
An accident is not a snapping.
Well, somebody could remind you that your father is in a wheelchair.
Damn.
And then you could maybe.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I thought we were past this.
He's not going to hit somebody with a wheelchair. He's going to hit your legs specifically.
With the wheelchair. Listen, I'm just
going to... And I'll be there. I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
We were going to be walking together and all of a sudden you just get hit. I'm like, she gets man. Hit.
Yeah, exactly. Sydney's like, what happened? All of a sudden, just a gang of like 10 wheelchair guys roll up. Like in an old Michael Jackson video, like in Bad, like through the smoke.
Yeah. Amazing. That should be a sketch right there.
Y'all are terrible people.
Oh.
I've got great legs.
Oh my God. I want to make a music video of that.
I think you can. I think it can
I
happen.
Think we should do it.
Yeah.
That's something else.
I think that would be a good friendship building.
Yeah. Exercise. Just make a music video about the potential death and or
murder.
Serious maiming of your friend's legs.
You guys are terrible people.
Wendy, do you get in her relationship ever?
Oh. What? Why don't Megan? Why doesn't Megan answer that?
What, with my boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Wendy's convinced that he hates her.
Oh, my boyfriend. Sydney was convinced that my boyfriend hated her too.
He hated.
He doesn't.
Wait, he doesn't hate her, but she's just.
My boyfriend didn't hate her. He thought
he hated
she
me
hated
I was gay.
No, that's not
why. Oh, jeez.
That's not why.
He thought that I was going to steal
her. He thought she was racist because she had this joke where she was like, I kissed a white man once and I threw up in his mouth. And everybody erupted in laughter except him.
And he's like, I was drunk. That's why I threw up.
He was like, she's racist.
Okay. That's why. No, at the end of the joke, I was like, I was actually drunk. That's why I threw up.
No, I don't think you were on stage. You were like walking down the street with us and you said that.
No,
and
I was on stage. She
me
was there
and Alex English were cracking up. And then he was like, she's racist. And
I was like,
I am Sydney's only black friend, so I don't know how she could be racist.
That's true.
You're like, yeah, against other black people. I'm the only.
I was like, what are you talking about? And so they had like this weird relationship because he was like, well, she don't like me. And Sydney was like, he doesn't like me. And then it was like, well, I don't like either of you anymore. But but I choose Sydney.
I believe I will make money with her.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, he wasn't funny.
So that's what we have to do is just focus. We can just focus on money and work.
Mm-hmm. We're very good at that.
And you guys have Steven. He's gonna be here to make sure y'all
keep it
together.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not making shit funny though.
No, you don't have to make it funny, but you can keep them in line and like, I feel like you could be the middleman and be like, listen, I think you're being ridiculous about this. Like, I feel like sometimes we don't have a middleman. We just have to like hash it out ourselves.
We got to be like, well,
yeah, but to be honest,
that Marie is right.
Fucking lie. Don't listen to her.
Let's agree that. All right, you're right. Let's agree that Sydney is wrong.
No. Don't listen to her at all. But I feel like, Steven, you're here. You can help. Like, you're here to make sure you break the ice.
I mean, with everything like that, they're pretty much on the same page. Like, it's rare that there's something that you guys are disagreeing
about. Had our first fight. So this is like perfect fucking timing.
Yeah.
Because
when
I asked you guys to do the podcast, it was before Megan came to stay here. And it was like you said, as far as like everyone has different personality types. And I'm someone, if I have a problem or I say it immediately, I'm like, I feel this way, this, get it out, deal with it.
Oh, I am too.
And I like to, because I don't like to harbor shit. I don't like, certain people in my life that I dated or friends, you know, people that's like, they hold shit in. It's, first of all, it's not healthy. But then also,
because I feel
great.
You're
talking to
me. I'm thriving.
My body is radiating light. Keeps everything in.
Radiating dark light.
It was the thing. I felt it. We had our first like fight because, you know, we're like in super close quarters. Mm-hmm. And we just were out every night. And I'm sure it had nothing to do with staying out drinking till 4 a.m. or doing cocaine.
No.
That couldn't be why we're just like, we're so frustrated with each other and crying. And it's 100% because we're both assholes to each other. Probably has nothing to do with the fact that we're...
Oh, nothing to do with the lack of sleep and drugs and alcohol.
No. Probably has nothing to do with
y'all both were crying? Yeah. Yeah. See, that would never happen with a Marie and Sydney situation. It would be me crying, mm-hmm. Marie looking around like, I can't believe you're crying here in public. Why are we in the Starbucks?
At this diner. Yeah. Like,
she's like, you're embarrassing me.
That's my question to make the tears stop. Yeah. Are you crying right now? And then she's like, no.
The tears just
suck back up. Mm-hmm. They just go back up.
Yeah. So unless I have no control and we're in a Starbucks and I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. And Marie's like, she's like putting me in her shoulder. Aww. Like I don't want people to see this.
Yeah, that's a, you think she's doing it to comfort you and she's
no,
trying
she's
to
like, embarrassed. Yeah, exactly.
I would rather have people think I am breastfeeding you than than see me with a crying woman.
Absolutely. That is Marie.
Get me. You get it. But yeah, that's, you know,
this is so good. I'm so glad that you guys came in because is this helpful?
I think it's super helpful. Well, no. And I think we need to like have fun before I leave.
Yeah. We need to do something. Yeah, fun. But then also, I think we need to focus on that. The work is fun. Cause I understand that you're frustrated with me, like living with me. Cause, you know, there's a reason I'm not a phone person and I don't have a lot of friends. Cause I'm I run at a fucking 11 all the time. And mm-hmm. I'm super like constantly mm-hmm. just like aggressively. Everything mm-hmm. is super intense all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's not, you know, there's a reason that I have not had a boyfriend or sustained a relationship for longer than 2.5 years. So I get that. And so now Megan is I'm like, okay, so this has happened with every other relationship. So how do I like try to, you know, it's like what you were saying, Sydney, where I'm like, okay, well, so then how do I make Megan like me? Because I feel like she doesn't like me anymore. So I'm like, so what do I do? And then in trying to do that, where it's like, okay, well, then what, do you want to do this? And trying to do things, then it's like, I'm almost like, oh, I'm making it worse. Do you know, like what kind of movies do you like to watch?
I mean, you have to compromise, but at the same time, you're like, this is me. Like, we were doing a shoot. And like, I could tell that Marie was upset about some of the stuff that I was saying, because I say everything. Like, I don't even think about it. And Marie is... you know, you think before you speak sometimes, like you're not as out. I'll be like, my pussy is fat. And she'll be like, what? Like there's crewmen
on
here,
camera like, though. You know what I mean? Like if there are no cameras and it's just the microphone, then I'll talk about everybody. But like certain things I just won't say.
We were on set and I asked if my vagina looked big because I looked like I had a fupa. I wanted people to give me the real deal because I didn't want to look on camera with a fupa.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked 12 men on set, hey, do I have a fupa? Because they're going to be like, ain't nothing wrong with a fupa. Yeah.
Like, she was like, does my vagina look fat? And I was like, oh my God.
But I wasn't saying as in a sexual way. I was literally asking because I felt uncomfortable. I felt like it didn't. They could see this area and I was like, I don't feel comfortable, but I should have worded it right. Or maybe where the mic is hot. Like she had to remind me like, your mic is hot, girl. You're saying.
We're talking about people all the time. And Sydney's like, look at Jim in the, like, I'm like, girl, like Jim is the mic dude. Like, come on. Talking about these white dudes that are like supposed to make us look good. They're going to make us look terrible. Mm-hmm. And Sydney, we looked what? Terrible. We've seen the tapes. I'm like, oh girl, we look awful.
Yes, but like we had that and I could tell that was something was wrong. And I wrote her and we talked. But at the end of the day, I was like, this is me. Like, we're not the same person. Like, I don't want to have to scale back for who I am. This is me. I'm not gonna change for nobody. Like, I'll like make sure I'm not too much because I know I could be wild. But at the same time, like, I have stories about doing meth. I got stories about Jim Carrey. I got titties. I'm a lesbian. There's mad stuff that I've been through and I don't want to feel uncomfortable about it. And we had that talk and she's like, you know what? That's true. We different. And I like that you're not the same as me. And like, that's why we laugh the way we do, because we laugh about different things. So, I mean, long as you scale back and be like, hey, I know that I'm 11. I can meet you at like an 8, but not change entirely who you are.
Right. But just like take it back. So you're not unloading.
Yeah. I'm not going to be acting like I'm some Christian Mingo piece. Like, that's not happening.
I'm absolutely a Christian.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can tell.
I'm not going to be doing it. That's not happening.
Well, the good thing is we both constantly yell about our pussies and have stories about doing coke and meth.
Yeah.
So that's not the...
And I would also ask a room full of men if my pussy looked fat, for sure.
And I would ask them to make sure. Like, oh, okay.
Marie's judging both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The same way.
Oh, it's been the entire podcast.
And I would ask them to make sure mine looked fatter.
Yeah.
Does mine look small? Beef mine up. Can I get the padding? What do you want?
Can I get a sock?
Oh my gosh. Wendy, shut up.
I can't. I got
hilarious.
I know. Yeah. This is so fun. So this is, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
What we need to do, I think what we got to do, because this is, we had like our first fight. We've been working a lot. So we're
makeup
gonna,
sex.
Makeup sex.
Yeah, we're going to.
On the futon.
Yeah, we're going to fuck on the futon. Oh my God.
That keeps relationships together.
I know. And Stephen, we got to involve you too. I feel bad. We don't want to leave you out. Stephen is also.
So
the
you
third
will
person.
Also fuck you on the futon.
Yay.
He didn't seem excited about it. He's like,
what if we FaceTime you while we're having sex?
No, that sounds horrible.
So we can make sure you're
horrifying. Horrifying. Very
horrifying. Did you hear this man is in love? He don't want to see it. He wants no parts.
That's so funny. All right. Well, we'll listen back to this and make some notes, and then we'll put some of these things into
definitely,
action.
Yeah. Here's a couple things. Make sure what you're doing is fun. Like, no matter what. Like, make sure you're having a good time. We can both be anal about random things, and then we step back and you're like, it's not that serious, you know? Like, yeah, after you have the talk, fun. Marie was like, you know, the mic is hot, bitch. Just watch the mic. But you asking if your vagina's fat, like, that's you. Like, that's not me. And I have to remember, like, you're going to be you and I'm going to be me. And that's why we a duo. But, bitch, don't be talking about the mic man. Don't just, like...
The mic man.
The mic man can fuck up your makeup.
Yeah.
No, just, you know, we'll be on set looking like shiny and gray or whatever. And they'll be like, yeah, you guys are great. Anyway, take two.
And we're like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure my forehead's not?
Anyway, whatever. So it's, you guys are comedians. You're doing things that are supposed to be funny. So don't take yourselves too serious. Live your best lives. I mean, unless you're doing like meth, in which case, like, maybe you should take that a little bit serious.
Meth is a serious thing. Yeah. And communicate. Somebody has to be the bigger person always. There's always, every time you think that the situation is getting worse, think back and be like, well, she's not going to say anything. If I don't say anything, let me say something. So like, we can just get the ball rolling. So you don't have to like, it fester because it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
Not talking about it. Then we were arguing about chairs, but I'm really talking about like, I feel like you don't say I love you enough. Like that's
totally.
Like we do our comedy show and we're setting up chairs and I'll be upset about the chairs, but not really. I'll be thinking about something else that happened like 4 months ago.
And I'm like, damn girl, they just chairs.
Yeah.
But the chairs are hurt every month. Like
is she gonna kill me?
You know what? I don't really feel funny today. But also, I think I forgot what I was gonna say, but it was gonna be something real deep.
Oh, I bet.
Real deep.
Oh, I love it. Can you do it?
I forgot what it was.
Oh.
Because you was talking about them damn chairs.
Marie, I love when you're semi-deep. When you say deep, it's not even really deep.
Oh, so deep, like 9 feet. Like you could dive in these thoughts.
This was fun. You guys are great.
Thank you so much.
I feel like you guys have great chemistry. And the podcast is fun. So we've been on some podcasts where we're like, what are we doing? So you guys work together.
Well, this is perfect.
Y'all friends.
Yeah.
You're here to make it work.
Yeah.
I'll fix your life, you know?
I know. This is perfect too, because I was like, we were just like,
I'm going to murder you.
Yeah. Megan wants to kill me.
I think the most important thing though, with friendship for me, and maybe just in general, is sometimes you just got to take a step back. Like you guys are going to morph into the blob that is your faces on the podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to be like, yo, I need some time. Like, don't call me today or I'll call you later. You know what I mean? Like, yo, slide your futon 6 inches to the left so it's not touching my bed.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's true. Space is important.
Yeah. Well, normally we have the space.
Yeah. I think that's why it's been.
But it's waking up.
6 days of like, oh, your face is right next to my face.
Yeah.
6 days.
Yeah, like you guys are bi-coastal. Like you're always away from each other. We're literally every time. And then we'll be in group chats where it'll be like, yeah, I'm not really trying to talk to Marie today. We'll be in the same group chat.
Oh, I put all my group chats on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
But everything. I won't even know that conversations are happening. Because I'm like, this is too much. And then Sydney will screenshot like the funny moments. And be like, have you seen this? And then I'll tune back into the group chat.
Yeah.
you need a friend to screenshot.
That's a nice thing to do. Yeah. Oh, I'm not in any group chats.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, no.
I feel like we're in one now.
Oh, a live one.
No, like,
stop it.
No, I mean, like, we were in a legit group chat.
No, we were chat. No, we were texting.
Wendy, I'm giving you black hands clapping emoji right now. Do you not know about our group chat? Do you have us on mute?
I don't
probably
know.
she doesn't know how to work it.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, Wendy,
that's what we'll do. The first thing we'll do is we'll hook up my group chat. This was perfect because Wade was like, well, I'm going to phone this one. And I'm like, Sydney and Marie, essentially, like, they're so funny. We'll just have them come in and bitch about each other, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
So we can sit back and relax.
Yeah, exactly.
And be like, look, it's possible.
Yeah, we can do it.
Oh, well, I'm glad we were able to have you guys with your podcast today.
And if Marie turns up missing or is dead, you got this podcast, you'd be like, this is evidence. Sydney said it twice that you'd kill her.
It's true.
But it might also be Steve's dad. So. Oh, no. He might also kill
the wheelchair kid.
Yeah. We actually have a list of
Americans with Disabilities are coming for you.
They're coming after you, Marie. Yeah.
Yo,
they're coming after you very slowly. Very slowly, but they're coming.
I feel like Wendy, they're coming for you too, because maybe a little bit faster than they're coming for me.
All right. Well, where can we find you guys? Let's plug all your shit.
All your things. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at Reezy, R-E-E-E-Z-Y. That's three E's. You can catch me every Thursday on 99.5 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. telling tall tales in the big city. I have like a storytelling radio show.
Oh, that's cool.
Where I say things that I don't think are offensive. And then people call and say, that was offensive. So, you know, it's FM radio and I ain't got no radio skills, but they like it until they don't. And you can find me just, you know, in these streets, baby. We have a podcast together, The Unofficial Expert, that is on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Sid, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram, just Sid BW. That's JustSydBW. And then Twitter, just Sid NYC. And then I'm on Facebook. I haven't done an Uber pool story in a minute, but I'm about to get in it so I can start my stories back up.
Oh, yeah. Those are so funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when you hang out with me, we take.
I know.
A regular Oprah. We took a nap in the Oprah the other day after we recorded the show.
I heard you guys passed out.
It was so fancy. We stood outside and kind of tanned. We got in the car and then we just took a nap right next to each other.
She had an Uber X and it was like Uber X VIP and there was like bottles of water and like yogurt. I was like, wow.
Yogurt?
Yogurt. Yeah, that's great. Like he had like a cooler and shit.
So could you like a glass of Pinot Grigio?
Like, yeah.
Wow. There was a guy doing foot massages. Yeah. He popped out of the middle console. Yeah.
He's very tiny. Real tiny little man.
I gotta stop taking the bus.
Yeah. All right. Well, we love you guys so much. Thank you for coming. We'll tag
Thank
all this stuff
yeah.
In the show notes. Check them out. Steven, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
All right.
Thank you, Steven. You've been great.
Yes. And it was an honor sitting here with you.
You're doing a great job.
Truly
we love
feel,
you.
I truly feel hashtag blessed.
Really oh. feel like Do you you're like still yogurt? Digging yourself out of that hole.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, girl, ain't no digging. I like this hole.